take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
As promised, Hockey Insider Darren Dreger from TSN joins us here on Sabres Live. Hi, Dregs. What's new?
Oh, God. Where do you want to start, man? I mean, most of the stuff that would interest hockey fans, for the most part, not a lot new. The races are, you know, still ongoing, obviously. Maybe the West is pretty much defined. The Great Chase, I mean, that's fun to watch. Although the nonsense in the game is that wound down between Jalen Chatfield and Connor McMichael of the Washington Capitals certainly has drawn some ire from NHL executive offices around the league because the Department of Player Safety just doesn't see that it warrants a level of supplemental discipline. And, you know, the one thing I want to do is you do have to look at the decision makers that go into that group. So George Parros, right? Remember the role that he played as an NHL player. His career ended by his head hitting the ice, for heaven's sake. So you know he's going to be sensitive to any play that puts a player in danger like this did. Who else is involved? Well, Stefan Quintal is still involved. I mean, that guy played a pretty tough brand of hockey when he was in the league. And not that far removed from being a pretty tough player, Ryan Getzlaf has a voice at that table as well, right? So you get those opinions and the opinions of others who think that, no, this is just the momentum of two guys in a tussle and one guy gets thrown over the leg of the other. And yeah, the optics look terrible, but it's far more optically ugly than the reality of what the player was trying to do. And that's where, for me, there's a bit of a disconnect because I haven't done a poll of general managers. I'm actually not doing insider trading tonight, so I tried to take a break from it. But I had a half a dozen or so reach back to me and say, geez, no SD for that, right? And be mindful of this. So Mikula gets a $5,000 fine for firing the puck at just as time is winding down, you know, down the ice, almost hits David Savard of the Montreal Canadiens. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's I didn't like that play. But if that's worth $5,000 and this play, which you're never going to convince me was just accidental. Like, come on. Like, Chatfield grabs hold and sure, the momentum helped, but he was trying to swing and you know, get the takedown. He wasn't trying to hit his head on the ice. There's no way he was trying to hurt Connor McMichael. I'm not suggesting that. But this one, I can appreciate the sentiment from general managers and execs are going, excuse me? How can, like, what are we doing? So that's kind of what we're chewing on today.
I get that, Dregs, but if you're going to allow fighting, unless somebody grabs somebody, puts him over his head, and tosses him down on the ice like a wrestling move, like, those things can happen, right? Like, if I hit you with a punch and I knock you out cold because I hit you in the jaw and you fall back and you hit your head on the ice, it's the same thing. Like, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to allow fighting, those things can happen. And I was torn with the momentum thing. And then as soon as I saw them kind of, you know, spin around, I thought, this is hard. Unless you've been on skates and have had fighting incidents. And I can't say that I've had many, but I know that my one time I was spinning the wrong way. And I was like, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the drain now. And I think those two were kind of stuck in the drain the same way.
Well, I've only seen it two other times. Once in a street fight, and the second time in professional UFC or MMA fighting. That's the only time I've ever seen something similar. And don't forget here, fellas, you know, I've had this conversation with others, doesn't matter who they are, inside the empire who are wanted fighting banned eons ago. But the league has at times historically tried to intervene and police what is acceptable inside a fight and what isn't. You remember Kevin BX, it wasn't the Superman punch, it was the forearm punch, right? Yeah. And automatically, hockey ops, we can't allow that. And we've seen other examples of where hockey operations and the Department of Player Safety will delve in and have conversation about, okay, well, you know, can you do like this biting, inside a
like
fight?
You can't bite somebody in a scrum. All and of that's it. Part of the whole thing.
And don't forget how far, we're not that far removed from the NHL's crackdown on helmets, where as soon as your helmet got popped off in a fight, there was either supposed to be a penalty or the linesmen were supposed to intervene when safe to do so. When's the last time you saw that happen? Doesn't happen very often. We saw it recently where they intervened and stopped the goalies from fighting, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I do push back a little bit at, you don't have to entirely ban fighting, but something like this, where it's deemed to be a martial arts play, if that's what the determination is, why can't you police that? If that's what the determine, and I mean, Duffer, you can shake your head, man. I'm just telling you that a half a dozen NHL managers looked at it and said, that is not a part of fighting. It just isn't.
I'm not shaking my head at anything other than I'm just trying to get to the province that the street fight occurred in that you witnessed.
Oh,
and I want to know if you were involved. That's what I want to know.
I wasn't. Yes, I was involved, but it didn't happen to me, and I didn't do it to somebody else.
And was it in Canada?
It was.
In Saskatchewan?
Correct.
Thank you.
I will tell you a very quick story, and it was many, 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 many years ago. Jeff Odgers was involved.
Oh, my gosh.
His younger brother, Scott Odgers, was involved. Several members of the Brandon Wheat Kings at the time, or retired Brandon Wheat Kings, were involved. And it was an off-season, we called them sports days, like ball tournaments in Spy Hill, Saskatchewan, that turned ugly. And I just happened to be there and got involved and got my nose shattered.
It was Millard there?
No. He'd have been hiding under the table. What are you saying?
We'll tell him next time. Hey, because you mentioned the Brandon Wheat King and the Niagara Ice Dogs are right across the river from us, right in Buffalo. Yeah. They had one of the weirdest suspension happen these past few days in the CHL. That there was apparently an off-ice incident, maybe in the movie theater, that the whole team, everybody on the team, got suspended.
Crazy.
But the way that it worked is it was for one period. And so
everybody,
the Ice Dog decided to go two lines and three defensemen and one goalie for the first period. And then they went with the other two lines, three defensemen and the other goalie in the second period. And in the third period, they were fine. Like, have you ever seen or heard anything like that, Dregs? Because that was the craziest suspension I've ever seen.
Well, I see it on a weekly basis. My son plays beer league. That's where you see it. I mean, with all due respect, and you know, and guys will come in late, right? Because if it's an early game, not everybody can get there on time. So you play with like a line and a half. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where you see it. But and I'm not making fun of the Ontario Hockey League. I mean, under the guidance now of new commissioner Brian Crawford, they are trying to do some impactful things. And not that this kind of falls under that umbrella. I mean, you think of the old head of the Ontario League, Dave Branch. I mean, he ruled with an iron fist. His suspensions were always a mega suspension. So maybe this is better than that. But I'll tell you guys, again, because of proximity to Buffalo, Niagara is a very important market to major junior hockey. It really, truly is. And so when we talk about the idea, and I mentioned it, I don't know, probably a month or so ago, the idea of this Canadian Hockey League morphing into a North American Hockey League, where major junior hockey would become one under that North American umbrella. Niagara is key to what the Ontario Hockey League sees as being part of that progressive approach because of the market, the proximity to New York, all of those things. Like it's a significant market. And for whatever reason, the Niagara Ice Dogs always seem to get in it. There's always something going on around this team that draws this type of attention.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Well,
ownership was a part of that too.
It was. It was.
Back. It was ownership, but now it's fine. But okay, let's move on to the NHL again. Sorry.
Any thoughts on what's next for Vancouver after they've just about written off this season?
Didn't look good last night, man. That looked like a team that, you know, was basically aware of the situation. I mean, when you ask that question, Brian, I think you're thinking of Rick Tocchet and probably what that outcome is going to be.
There's so much, Dregs. I mean, nonstop all year with Elias Pettersson and the lack of health for Demko. And now Demko's back, but they're not, you know, it's little bits and surges here and there. But there's a lot to wonder about.
There is. So, you know, if you just start with the players, you're right. There's a decision that's looming on Thatcher Demko. And for me, it's going to be interesting. Look, Patrick Alvin might just snuff this out at his end of season address as general manager. I don't know if Jimmy Rutherford's going to sit at that table or not. They might just put it to bed. But, you know, they will have opportunity to extend Demko, you know, in the offseason. So what direction do they take? He's had a terrible year of being unlucky, to be fair, with injury and whatnot. And then he comes back healthy, and for the most part, he's been rock solid. So is there enough evidence that Vancouver puts that big deal on the table to extend him? I think there is, and I hope for the Canucks fans' perspective that they extend him, because without Thatcher Demko, even though Kevin Lankinen's been a great story, I'm not so sure about their goaltending if they move him out. But that's a decision that has to be made. Elias Pettersson, they kicked it down the road a little bit in terms of the trade interest leading up to the deadline. And then prior to the deadline, when they moved JT Miller, made the call, okay, we're not trading Pettersson. I think that'll be revisited this offseason. I do. And they've got to really have a deep dive on where they're at with him. Was his game good enough after the Miller trade that, okay, let's just hold on. You know, if they move off him, who's playing center ice for the Vancouver Canucks? Yeah. And then you get to Brock Besser, who's an unrestricted free agent. Okay, he's going to determine, you know, his outcome. It's not going to be in Vancouver. He's going to go somewhere else. And now you get to the coach. And it's a club option, but really it's a mutual option, isn't it? I mean, if Rick Tocchet at the end of the year says, guys, because Vancouver wants to extend Tocchet, but if he says, I'm just – I need time. And they go, well, look, man, we'll give you a week, but we can't, you know, we can't wait half the summer for this. We need to know at least by the draft what direction you're going. And he still can't commit. Then I think it's likely that they're in the market for another head coach. That's the way it looks at this point.
Is it easy to link Rick Tocchet with the Philadelphia Flyers? Now, they've done great under Bradshaw, interim coach, but, you know, there's history there between Keith Jones and Rick Tocchet, especially in the Flyers. So would that be the right move? I mean, Tocchet seems to me like being a little bit like Torts in the way that he's a little bit tougher, right? Is that the right thing for Philly, and is that easy to link those two?
It's easy to link because of everything you've just said. And I think that the Philadelphia Flyers would love to get a crack at Rick Tocchet. The Flyers keep saying we need NHL head coaching experience. And Tocchet has enough of that. He does. And he obviously has a track record of success. He's earned that just in his time in Vancouver alone. But, you know, Bradshaw, your point is well made, is doing a good job right now. There's a coach bump. He will be on that candidates list. I wonder about Tocchet, though, because there'll be other teams that are potentially in the market for a coach, right? I mean, what are the Boston Bruins going to do? Mm-hmm. There's uncertainty around Joe Sacco. It feels like that team is a long way away from being a contender again. They may not feel that way. Ownership might put the heat on Don Sweeney and say, okay, bud, you didn't do so good last year in the unrestricted free agent pool. You better land something here. So maybe the Bruins have enough internally to get better. That would be enough to lure a name like Tocchet. Beyond that, though, you know, maybe Talk wants to just take some time. I mean, he could easily find a chair in television, right? And maybe that buys the Flyers or another team a year, whatever it is, to further develop and add some pieces. Don't know. What I know, or what I knew until recently, was that Tocchet was consumed by the idea of trying to shepherd the Canucks into the playoffs. But now that seems like a foregone conclusion, he'll start thinking about next year.
What about Nashville? Burnett going to be back?
I think
year?
So. Yeah. I mean, I want to give myself a little bit of wiggle room there, because I'm trying to think of the conversation or where the source comes from who told me that, but it wasn't that long ago. I'm talking within the last few days where the message from Barry Trotz was that, no, he's good with Bruno.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. You know, look, with all due respect to Andrew Burnett, who I happen to think is a good coach, I thought Drew Bannister was going to be a very good NHL coach. You know, and then all of a sudden Jim Montgomery pops onto the scene and Doug Armstrong goes, okay, Drew, we appreciate what you've done for us, but that guy's better. You know, that's just the business of the sport.
What about Chicago? And they're playing Ovi tomorrow, but it doesn't look like it's going anywhere. Do you anticipate some big changes even within the organization, general manager, coaching? Like, this has been a bad year for the Chicago Blackhawks.
All of that is possible, yes. You know, until we're told otherwise. And for this season alone, I think that you have to have a deep dive, like take a look at everything possible. I think that Kyle Davidson is a good young general manager. I think the misstep was not giving him the guidance and the experience that was needed. Mm-hmm. So somebody above, like a president of hockey operations. So Kyle does all the heavy lifting that managers do, no different than Gorton and Kent Hughes, Rutherford and Patrick Alvin. It works in the National Hockey League. Why wouldn't it work with Kyle Davidson and the Chicago Blackhawks? And maybe it still does. So I'll share something with you that hasn't been reported yet. And I ran into Kenny Holland at the general manager's meeting, and he's doing some work, as we know, with hockey operations. And so a quiet moment, I got him in the hallway and I'm like, Kenny, what are you thinking for next year? And he goes, you know, I'd still like to get at it. You know, and by getting at it, he means it would have to be the perfect management job, you know, but a president of hockey ops, 100%. The overseer of hockey ops, absolutely. Worst case, and he confided that there were a number of teams that approached him during the meetings in Florida to say, would you be interested in coming in as an advisor? Mm-hmm. Well, if Chicago isn't on line one for Ken Holland to help Kyle Davidson and the hockey ops group in Chicago, then maybe they should look higher up the food chain and not at hockey ops in terms of where change needs to happen.
Dregs, we got to fly. Thank you for that. As we like to say around here, we will keep an eye on it as far as what's happening in Chicago. We'll be back after this on Sabres Live.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.